Welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined by Rachel Hansen from Healthy Nevada. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tony, for having me.
Well, it's always fun to have you come by and talk a little bit about some other things that you're doing out there at Healthy Nevada. One thing, I know we talked a little bit about it before, but we'll talk about it again, this Maintain It and Don't Gain It initiative that you're doing, this six-week challenge. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Yeah, you're right, Tony. We talked about it last month, and now we're getting closer to actually starting it here just this coming Monday. So it's Maintain It, Don't Gain It challenge. What is it? Maintain your weight and don't gain stress through the holidays. What a great challenge through the next, you know, the next couple months. Because what happens January 1st?
Well, everybody signs up for
I'm going to sign up for the new workout.
Exactly.
You're trying to, you know, lose the pounds you gain. And so why can't we change our story come January 1st? Let's create a new story for ourselves and get back to the reasons why we want to enjoy life and what is holding us back. Ultimately, what are the things that it's not just having the food in front of us, the extra food in front of us. It's not just the cold weather. It's not just the extra, there is extra stress, but there's components in that stress that's making us, lead to those decisions. And I think that comes back to our mindset. You know, we come in with these great intentions and then we get distracted because life gets busy and we get pulled away. And so, but coming back to, being able to let go of, we don't have to be, a perfectionist. You know, we don't have to have everything perfect. We don't have to have the meal looking perfect. We don't have to, have the perfect gift. We don't have to have the perfect family gathering. You know, we just need to be ourselves. And so letting go of those negative thoughts that try to pull us back. And that's going to be something we really focus on the first week of the challenge is really letting go of that negativity that draws us away. Often this is something that we don't really think about. You know, you just kind of go through the day and you've lost energy or you've been trying to do everything until midnight and then you wake up and it's 6 a.m. You've only slept 6 hours. And then, you know, day three comes. You're like, why am I so tired? And you've lost that zeal to do what you were excited about to begin with. And so this is a 6-week challenge that is going to help you focus on that. And it's ultimately going to help you focus on a better way to manage your stress. There are a lot of things we hear when it comes to managing your stress with the holidays and, not gaining weight, but a lot of that stuff just goes to like, just eat smaller portions or for managing your stress, we'll just, you know, rearrange your schedule. Those are good things, but we hear it every year. And it still happens every year. Like we still seem not to meet the mark of what we're trying to get to. But what if we can change our mindset? And what if we can start thinking not just about the food that's on my plate, but the thoughts are going through my head. And so every week, Dr. Tricia Bridgewater, who's a psychologist in town, and myself, we're going to be providing you with motivational videos to get you excited each week and keep that at the forefront of staying focused on how to enjoy life and that you can maintain your weight and manage your stress through the holidays.
Well, and it's so difficult. I want to ask you maybe just a couple of tips. I don't want you to give everything away, obviously, but just a couple tips because I know, at least for me, going through the holidays, like you said, it gets stressful. You're trying to get the perfect gift. You're trying to make sure you make all the family mm-hmm. gatherings you're supposed to.
Sure.
And then, of course, you know, you have to eat that turkey, but you have to eat it 5 times because you're at 5 different, you know, family meals.
That does happen.
So, you know, you know, so back to my earlier question, I guess, just a couple of tips maybe to kind of get through it, things that you're going to talk about during this session.
Sure, sure. And I think walking in, like, already prepared and not being reactive. A lot of times we're going, all of a sudden we're just reacting to life and we haven't really thought ahead. So even, like, taking that time to think ahead, okay, I know I have 5 family Thanksgivings, so how am I know that I have 3 in 1 day. So just spacing my food out that day a little bit for one, but then also remembering that just because you didn't have the biggest apple pie is not letting Grandma Susie know that you didn't like it. You know, like we don't have to put that label that, well, if I don't eat their food, they're not going to think I was grateful for it. Cause I think that happens sometimes. especially if we always have big portions. And then this year, well, you know, Tony, why aren't you having what, you know, why aren't you having that big thing of mashed potatoes and gravy, whatever it is, you know? And I think that's okay to just have a smaller portion and remember why you're really excited about being there today. You know, is it you're excited about your family or you're celebrating your faith, whatever it might be, being not focused that the food is going to bring that ultimate joy to us. It's going to bring a moment of pleasure for the next, you know, 10 minutes that we're eating, but there's something bigger to enjoy in life than just that food right in front of us. And so I think sometimes we use that as a way of food becomes that emotional connection for us. We celebrate with it. We, you know, for myself, like when I'm bored or when I'm stressed, I can turn to food. And so it's like, but that's really not going to, after I eat that 10 minutes later, did I feel more excited about life when I was bored? Did I feel happier because I now got to eat that chocolate cake when I was, you know, stressed? No, I don't. So like being able to think ahead of time, you know, we think a lot, you know, maybe when we're budgeting for the month or we're, you know, when we think about finances, we take time to think ahead and do those things. When we think about how we're going to, maybe we know that there's going to be multiple days we need to take off for work because the kids are out of school, and we plan ahead for those things. So taking that extra time to plan ahead with ourselves, but then layering it with that different mindset that maybe I did eat a little more than I wanted to when I walked into that meal, but walking away and not beating yourself up about it. Be like, but I did better. And that's something that being able to focus, okay, here's where I am today, and then this is where I want to be, you know, in 3 months from now, being able to have this better health habit, but looking at how well we're doing each day, like not putting ourselves against that perfection because that perfection doesn't exist, but being able to measure ourselves against, I was just listening to talk this morning about this and how much I can do that with myself. But being able to measure ourselves, how much better are we doing in that, you know? So maybe through the holidays, my goal is I'm not going to get stressed out about what other people think of me. You know, maybe that is. And so, maybe, you know, one night I get stressed out and I let someone's words, you know, maybe there's some stress in some family dynamics and things like that. And I let them get me. But then I look back and I think, well, a year back when I did this, like, you know, maybe I was doing it better than I had been. So last year, you know, I let those words, you know, steal my whole joy for the whole day. This year might have just been a couple hours, you know, and so measuring yourself against how well you're improving and not trying to compare ourselves to other people and not trying to compare ourselves against the perfection that we'll never reach.
Well, those are definitely good things to keep in mind. I'm kind of a snacky eater on a daily basis.
Sure.
So when I have events like this, like family Thanksgiving and stuff, where I think I'm going to eat the turkey and the mashed potatoes,
yeah,
and you know, I might not eat as much, you know, for breakfast one,
yes,
day or,
yeah,
or, you know, a snack,
sure,
or something. Is that a good thing?
Sure.
Or?
But yeah, being able to, you know, control kind of how many calories you've consumed for the day. So if you know that you're going to have something a little heavier later on the day, you know, just being mindful of what you have at lunch.